thing happening with each priest.
To the phones to Jack in St. Cloud. Hi, Jack. Thanks so much for waiting.
Well, thank you for taking my call. First of all, I'd like to commend NPR on its great reporting and getting this important story out to the public. I went to St. John's Prep, and I was sexually abused while I was a student there. And I just had a couple of comments. First of all, I'm appalled by the church's reaction, or rather, really, a lack thereof in regard to this. I think they've strayed so far from the gospel teaching. First of all, it was Christ that said, "Let the little children come unto me." And they have violated a basic trust that's been established between the church and its parishioners. Secondly, there was a recent court ruling in regard to the church where the court said something to the effect that the church didn't have a legal obligation to protect children or in regard to those that had been sexually abused. And so therefore, the priest or the vicar who was on trial wasn't held accountable for the behavior. And I just found that so appalling that the vicar would even allow that to stand and not say to the judge, "No, I'm sorry, the church does have a moral, ethical, and legal obligation to protect all of its parishioners, especially children."
Jack, can I ask you, if your case has, if you ever reported it to law enforcement and if it's ever been adjudicated?
I did not report it to law enforcement. I was sent a letter by the prep school here a couple years ago that identified me as a potential victim and said that if I wanted to get counseling, gave me a number. I spoke several times over the phone with a counselor. He asked if I wanted to report the case to Jeff Anderson, and I didn't pursue that at the time.
And is there a reason why?
The person who sexually abused me apparently was a seminarian at the time at St. John's Prep, never completed the seminary, and was never ordained a priest.
I see. So they don't, he left the church, essentially, and they don't know where he is.
Exactly.
I appreciate the call.